Chapter 13, Awaking in a Sunless World. Steve was released from the hospital when he was finally stabilized and was no longer considered a threat to himself or to others. He felt confused and was unaware that he had to strive to keep himself in check and stay away from casual drug use. At the same time Steve left the hospital, Kathy from the observatory finished the birth certificate analysis she had promised Maria and promised to visit them at their apartment to discuss the document. Though she hinted nothing about the results over the phone, she said that her findings were interesting. As they waited for Kathy's arrival, Steve fidgeted apprehensively. "I revisited that church I went to before I was in the hospital and got some help from that priest there. And just a little while ago, I also saw the doctor from the hospital. You know, the good one. He runs a small practice on the side. It was really good to talk to them, but I need to talk with somebody else. Who do you think I should talk with?" Maria's expression was quizzical and motherly. "Little Bird was very helpful," she said. "Maybe he can help you cope with your situation." "Little Bird was the one who was talking about the importance of the ego," replied Steve. "Maybe he has a ritual for premonitions and trauma. You keep saying to me that when you have your premonitions of doom, it's like being struck by lightning. Maybe he has a lightning ritual?" "We'll see," he said. Just then the doorbell rang. When Steve opened the door, Kathy stood at the threshold. She bustled in and wasted no time getting down to business. "You were right, Maria. There is something definitely wrong with that birth certificate. A name has been erased and partly smeared in the space where the parents' names are supposed to be. After we inspected it, we were able to detect a completely different set of names. The father's first name was Lewis and the mother's name was Ruth. The last name of the father was not legible but seemed to be Pisos, which, if Steve doesn't know, means steps. The maiden name was also illegible, but it looked like Rinaldi. I think what we'll first try to see is if there's anybody by that name that's readable on the birth certificate who is a relative or possible friend of those two you grew up with. We'll also check to see if there's anyone well known in Colombia by the name of Pisos or Rinaldi. I was thinking about this one line in the Bible that relates to this discovery because you had such faith that something was amiss without any proof of it." She withdrew a pocket Bible from her purse and showed them the quote. "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews 11:1. Maria wiped a tear from her eye. "This is a mind blower. We have to find out for sure that those people aren't my parents. I suppose there is a chance that the person who filled out the birth certificate could have made a mistake. We have to find out if there is a Lewis and Ruth with my last name who are missing a child. I'll help you to find somebody we can trust in your country to analyze this problem and uncover the info we need," Kathy promised. "It's like an invisible curtain has been lifted," Steve said. "I don't know what to think." Before she left, Kathy promised she would keep in touch. When they were alone again, Steve turned to Maria. "Do you think it would be okay to see Little Bird?" Maria nodded. "Yes, I do." She kissed him on the forehead as she stood. "I have an appointment with my psychiatrist, Dr. White. I'll see you in a few hours." Steve told Little Bird about Maria and her birth certificate. "The truth is hidden, isn't it? That's what it seems, at least." His eyes shone brightly. "I hope we solved the mystery." Then he admitted his problem with racing thoughts and lightning flash premonition. Little Bird responded, "I've been slowly adopting Indian ritual, especially Navajo ritual, to metaphoric and symbolic psychology. I'll make up a ritual just for you. I'm not sure what to call it, but I'm thinking of naming it The Stray Boy Made a Hero, The Dissipation of Twilight and the Banishing of Bad Lightning for Good Lightning. I will initiate you with the name Dawn Brother, as if you have left the twilight for a new dawn. This ritual will not be exactly like a true Indian ritual, but many of the elements will be the same. There will also be two large sand paintings." Little Bird was prolific in his theories and worked as a New Age psychologist. He taught classes at a local community college. He was also writing a book about his approach to psychological healing, emphasizing his touch for the natural. Within a few days, they planned for and began the initiation for Steve. Maria was invited to observe. The ritual lasted all night. It was conducted without drugs because Steve wished to avoid substances that might induce psychosis. Steve felt very awkward, but an intuition of grace, which he felt would be bestowed upon him that night, kept him going. The first part of the ritual was based on the Navajo myth that in the beginning there was no sun and man lived in twilight. It was illustrated by a sand painting that depicted such a time. Little Bird chanted in both Indian and English. Take the stray boy hero from the dark and twilight world. Take him to the dawn and name him after the dawn, for his face has to be made as bright and awake as the sun, Great Spirit. None of us have truly given up the darkness of the beginning, and sometimes we return there. Bring him a heraldic sign and lighten his soul and make it happy. In the beginning we were all sad people. Make us happy now. Little Bird drew upon traditional chants and changed them to suit the ritual. He sang while beating a drum. In the house made of dawn, in the house made of evening twilight, wake the stray boy hero. Restore his feet so he is swift to follow your spirit. Restore his limbs as if his body is connected to his mind. Restore his mind and make the twilight and clouds go away. Restore his voice and make him speak of the Great Spirit. Little Bird chanted for hours. As Steve listened, he ruminated. If I watch myself like a hawk, reminding myself to be awake at all times, I won't live in twilight anymore. As the night continued, they proceeded to the ritual of separating bad lightning from good lightning. Correspondingly, there was a sand painting of lightning. Little Bird began chanting again. Great Spirit, we know the trickster comes in your name and fools logical people. He strikes them with lightning bolts that inspire disbelief of your power over evil. Banish the trickster's ability to fool this new brave into believing his premonitions of doom. They are based only upon assumptions that the most unlikely thing is true, not upon what will happen in reality. The trickster appears so close to the truth that people believe him. Maria whispered to Steve, "You see, it is all just an assumption." She reminded him of the time they had discussed Mother Mary's assumption. She referred to her pun months back about the assumption of Mother Mary as if it were cloaked in feminine, motherly wording, knowing that it referred to the death of Mother Mary. Little Bird ended the lightning ritual with a request to the Great Spirit. Bring the good lightning to the young hero. Strike him with the power of intuition. Help him to discern between prophecy based on deception, trauma, and deceit, and prophecy based on discrimination, honor, and respect for others and himself, the hero, and also his friends. Make him see that bad prophecy is really bad fiction. Where the zigzag lightning stands high on top, make the good lightning, which strikes from high overhead, engulf him with its virtue. Make the hero rise up to you with his newly awakened spirit, soaring and cool-headed. With dawn finally approaching, Steve felt as if he had gone through a big change, as if he'd experienced a new dawn. Struck by lightning, he would watch himself all the time, using a lightning-quick, discerning eye to quell his fear and misjudgment. Hating to succumb to the lightning flashbacks, he firmly decided to not let drug addiction overtake him again. He knew that if he didn't watch himself and take his meds, he could suffer psychotic flashes even without drugs, and he vowed to be careful. Little Bird continued to chant, "Accept this new brave dawn brother. Wake him every morning to your sun and let it banish the darkness from his face." Now the strange workings of Steve's mind, Dawn Brother, didn't seem to be so mysterious anymore. He didn't find the computations of evil predilections quite so believable, and he knew the spiritual logic of the Godhead to be much more reliable. With the assistance of his diabetic medication and staying clean, Steve became much more stable. Their folk rock band became ever more popular in town and across the country and was hotter than anything around. They were very successful, but were a little disturbed about their drummer, who seemed to be only interested in making money.